078 Pradosh Leela 824 to 1048 PM Late Evening Pastimes. The Royal Theater and Krishna's Sleeping Pastime. Sri Rupa Goswami's summary. With the arrival of night, the Sakis eagerly prepare Radha for her Abhisar love journey by dressing her in white clothes during the waxing moon and deep blue ones during the waning moon. Following Brinda's cue, the Sakis will arrive at the Sanket Kunj, appointed meeting place, along the banks of the Yamuna. Krishna and Balaram join Nanda and all the Brijvasis to watch the entertainment in the palace theater. Afterwards, Yashoda tucks Krishna in bed. Then, unknown to others and unseen by anyone, Krishna slips into the forest to search for Radhika. Let us always remember Radha Govinda's late evening pastimes. Nanda and his brothers dive in an ocean of joy upon entering the royal theater. All the Brijvasis and talented performers gathered there have only one desire. Everyone wants to see Shyam Sundar. The assembly is filled with members from the higher castes belonging to the Tailika, Tambulika, and Mardaka Gotras. The suttas present there will recite the Puranas, and the Magadhas will glorify the forefathers, and other talented speakers will recite the invocation prayers, Mangalacharan. Nanda Maharaj greets the distinguished guests with affection and hospitality befitting their status and qualification. Everyone is anxious to see Krishna. Nanda is thinking, on one hand, my son has just finished a big meal and is now resting to relieve his exhaustion from cowherding. But here everyone is eager to see him, so what shall I do? Suddenly, at that moment, Krishna and his sakas enter the theater. As the Krishna moon rises over the mountain of Nanda's assembly, the hearts of the Brijvasis swell like the ocean under the moon rays. Their chakora eyes rejoice. Their hair stands erect like medicinal herbs, and their smiles bloom like lilies in the presence of Krishna Chandra. Krishna offers his respects to the brahmanas and seniors with folded hands. Krishna smiles at his friends and looks compassionately upon his juniors and others in the assembly. Then Krishna sits with his friends. Joy, joy! Hail the artists from the stage as they initiate the performance. They recite the Vedas. They praise Krishna's ancestors by narrating their activities. They play loudly on various musical instruments and make whooping noises. Thus, the performers proclaim the glories of the Ghosh dynasty with their uproarious cheering. To restore the peace in the crowd, Nanda Maharaj orders his constables to quiet the raucous crowd. After everyone calms down and sits down, Nanda signals the actors to perform for the pleasure of the eager assembly. Then, male and female artists enact different dances, such as Tandava Nritya, which is a frantic male dance. Chalukya Nritya, this is dancing while balancing plates. Lasya Nritya, this is the dancing of ladies only. Talented actors display the pastimes of Lord Ram or Narsingha. There are magicians, jugglers, and artists balancing upon bamboo poles. The poets assemble and sing songs, narrate pranic stories, or recite biographies of Krishna's ancestors. Skilled pundits recite poetry describing Krishna's glorious birth and activities. Orchestras play flutes, veenas, karatals, and murajas. After the show, Nanda Maharaj and other wealthy guests award the performers with gold, ornaments, and expensive clothes. But since the artists and performers have become completely satisfied with Krishna's darshan, they simply accept these gifts merely out of respect for the donors. The moonbeams of Krishna's sweet smile bring tears to everyone's chakora eyes. But tears alone cannot satisfy the people, for they want to drink the sweet nectar of Krishna Chandra's beautiful face. Just witness the amazing effect of Krishna Prem. Meanwhile, Raktak, Yashoda's main servant boy, enters the assembly, offers respects to Nanda Maharaj and says, "Brajeshwari is anxiously waiting to see her son." Due to Nanda's coaxing, Krishna agrees to go. Understanding the mood of the guests in the theater, however, Krishna kindly solaces them with loving smiles as he leaves the assembly. Krishna kindly solaces all the guests as he leaves the assembly in Nanda's royal theater. Upon returning to Mother Yashoda, Krishna sits with Balaram and Mother Mangal on a clean seat. Then Yashoda serves warm condensed milk flavored with sugar and kapoor. Due to her overwhelming parental love, a stream of milk pours from Yashoda's breasts to moisten her clothes. After Krishna bids farewell to his friends, Yashoda and Rohini take Krishna, Balai, and Madhu to their bedrooms to to put them to rest on separate beds. As Mother Yashoda tucks Krishna in bed, she instructs the servants, "Listen, children, please stand guard so that Krishna will sleep happily until sunrise. If anyone happens to make a loud noise, you must immediately silence them so as not to disturb my Lala." Krishna kaniya daujika bhaiya, Krishna kaniya daujika bhaiya, Krishna kaniya daujika bhaiya.